Basically, it's very interesting because it's so varied. You never have the same day twice, and the patients that you meet are all very different. They come in with different characters, different illnesses. So it makes your job very interesting in that way. The other thing that I enjoy about my job is that, unlike the nurses who work in the hospital, we get to know our patients very well and their families as well. So at the end of the day, you build a good relationship with your patients, and a lot of times there's a very strong bond between the nurses and the patients.
So what would a Chinese nurse need in order to transfer to the UK?
They would have to be assessed by the nursing council. Their qualification in China will have to be verified. They would also have to be registered with the Nursing and Midwifery Council, who regulates us. And we, as nurses in England, have to go by the professional code of conduct, which we are bound by.
Ivy is a practice nurse, but most nurses work in hospitals. So, what are the stages of training and what are the different ranks of nursing?
When you start, before you actually become a qualified nurse, you are a student nurse. When you finish your 3 years training, then and you pass all your exams, then you become a staff nurse. After many years of experience as a staff nurse, you will become a sister.